I think that piano duos all over the world are going to be grabbing at that one. I just think it's spectacular. Now, Mrs. Robinson kind of comes in here, and I understand that that's a song that that you heard, Liz, when you were young. How much in love do you have to be with a song to decide that it's got what it takes to be treated to the four-hand concept?
You know, sometimes a piece of music just screams at us, this is meant for four hands. And in other instances, perhaps in the case of Mrs. Robinson, that's not like the most obvious choice. But it gives us sometimes a fun challenge because we get to really talk about things and try to decide before we write any note on a page why this piece should be justified to be played by four hands at one piano. And a couple things make its way into that arrangement. We were just kind of like the idea of Liz taking on the role of Mrs. Robinson from the film Anne Bancroft, and I was going to play Dustin Hoffman's character, and so I was going to be a little intimidated. And so she starts off with "I Put a Spell on You," the song made famous by Nina Simone, and she kind of just assails the piano as she plays this introduction. Make my way into her space. Eventually, it gets to something quite sensual. We add the samba beat beneath it all.
It's got a great ending. It kind of disappears at the end.
Yeah. All of these ideas kind of came to us before we even bothered writing notes on the page. And now it does feel as if it's something that could only be played by four hands at one piano.
Yeah, and actually, yes. the choice of that and several of the selections in the album were dictated by this idea that mothers are certainly not one-dimensional. You know, I think that people often assume mothers to be like always very maternal and tender, and that is true. And our own mothers definitely exhibited those traits. But we also like to think of mothers as multidimensional, complicated sometimes, and Mrs. Robinson is one of those infamous mothers in cinematic history where you're like, oh, she's a temptress, and she's a complex woman, and she has all these desires, and she is, you know, not necessarily the one that you would associate with, like, apple pie. And so we just like this idea because, in a sense, mothers can appear in so many different forms, and men can, you know, be maternal too. And so that there's this idea that hopefully the album will appeal and relate to all sorts of people beyond, you know, women who are actually mothers.